A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to our live talk this Thursday, February the 24th, 2022. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marcus Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Today we are discussing the invasion of Ukraine by Russia and how it affects other countries, including Zimbabwe. And we'll be using information from our VOA correspondents in the United Nations, White House, Pentagon, and some reports from the Associated Press. Russian forces launched an invasion of Ukraine early today, with President Vladimir Putin warning other countries not to interfere, and Ukraine's Western allies pledging their support and new rounds of strong sanctions as they condemn the Russian assault.
Putin used a televised address to announce what he called a military operation in eastern Ukraine. In response to what he termed Ukrainian threat, he said that those who oppose the action will face, quote-unquote, consequences they have never seen.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces carried out strikes on Ukraine's military infrastructure and border guards. He said the government was introducing martial law throughout the country while urging people to stay calm and stay home. No panic, we are strong, we are ready for everything, he said. He later announced Ukraine cut diplomatic ties with Russia and that the government would arm anyone who wants to defend the country.
And Ukraine's military say that Russia began shelling Ukrainian forces in the country. Warning and carried out rocket strikes at airports in multiple cities across Ukraine.
And the Zelensky aide told reporters at least 40 people have been killed in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv. The downtown area became largely deserted while residential district lines formed at banks and outside food stalls. Main roads leading out of the city were clogged with traffic headed to the west.
Lines were also long at ATMs, supermarkets, and fuel stations in eastern city of Slovyansk as people stocked up in case of renewed bombing. Between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m., the crash of shells hitting the area could be heard from towns and cities as far as 50 kilometers from the border with Russia and a Russian-backed separatist, as well as cities far beyond, including Kyiv.
And U.S. President Joe Biden said the people of Ukraine were suffering an unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces. Biden said he discussed the situation in a phone call with Zelensky, who asked him to call on the leaders of the world to speak out clearly against President Putin's flagrant aggression, according to him, and to stand with the people of Ukraine.
After speaking with G7 leaders Thursday morning, Biden said the United States and other allies will impose severe sanctions on Russia. European Union leaders were also due to discuss a new round of sanctions being finalized Thursday.
And European Union leaders were also preparing what EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell said will be the harshest package of sanctions they have ever implemented. He said of the situation, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted that he also spoke with Zelensky about impending actions and said Putin had opted for a path of bloodshed and destruction.
For months, according to reports that we received, Russia denied it. They planned to attack Ukraine as it massed 150,000 troops and military equipment along the Ukraine, Russia, and Ukraine-Belarus borders. The Kremlin accused the Western governments of engaging in quote-unquote hysteria as they called for Russia to de-escalate the situation.
Yes, and there's been many responses from NATO and other countries, and we see, Mark, that the Zimbabwean government has urged its citizens in Ukraine to contact its embassy in Berlin, Germany, if they need assistance.
Yes, and the Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tweeted Thursday that the Russian leader had launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. We say the international community needs to respond with devastating sanctions on Russia, as well as sending weapons, military equipment, financial assistance, and humanitarian aid to Ukraine.
Yes, and finally, talking of the Zimbabwean government, a notice from the government reads, from the Zimbabwean government, it reads, government has taken note of the current situation in Ukraine and the possibility of our nationals being caught in it. Any Zimbabweans in Ukraine needing government intervention are advised to make contact with our embassy in Berlin. And there is a telephone number there, Mav, +49302325567 is very long.
And incidentally, I actually did call that number and spoke to someone at the embassy who asked me to send him an email of my request for an interview, and I did. And then they came back to me and said they were not in a position to give a comment to the press, and that all press-related issues were being handled by the foreign ministry. So I was not able to get a further instruction. Those students in Ukraine, how they are also accessing this phone number that has been given by government, but they said the embassy in Zimbabwean embassy in Berlin, Germany, is open to assist those students that are in Ukraine. But furthermore, I then spoke to a student in Ukraine who said that the problem at the moment is the country is under lockdown. They cannot fly out. There are no flights out of Ukraine at the moment, from what she was saying. And then she, Prudence, Chinyemo, who is in a city which is a few kilometers out of Kyiv, said that they are actually sheltering in place at the moment. But they've been told that she's a medical student, and she said they were told that should a siren be heard, they would be required to go into underground shelters, and also in, you know, some of the people in Kyiv, other students in Kyiv, which is the capital, were reporting to the students who are a little bit out of the capital that they are already underground as we speak, to say that, you know, the bombing has started. And they're already underground, they're sheltering underground, trying to avoid getting hit by some of the bombs that are falling. So they were saying it's very difficult for them to also get monetary, let's say, assistance from Zimbabwe, because some of their parents were not expecting, you know, to be sending money home. And also right now they were told to keep food at bay, to keep money at bay, but there's no money because the ATMs are running dry. And they were saying also the situation is very dire. And, you know, they are actually appealing for assistance. They say they are hoping that government will step in, if possible, like what other African governments have been doing, to send planes or to send some kind of assistance to airlift their students back to their home countries. But this is, you know, coming straight out of Ukraine itself. But, they, you know, they say there are a number of students there in the small town, with this young student, medical student, what she said, there are 55 students at the school where she's at.
Yes, that's very interesting information. Marvelous. Kulabo-ke abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje nje kungolwesine mhlaka 24 kuMhlolanja 2022. Namhlanje ke kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk sihlaziya ukwenzakala e-Ukraine. Siyabona ukuthi ilizwe le-Russia lihlasele ele-Ukraine, nokuthiwa i-invasion ngesiNgisi. Sizwile ke abanye intatheli zethu zalapha eziningi, ezinye zisesigodlweni salapha e-White House, ezinye zise-United Nations, ezinye zikhona le-Ukraine. Yebo, bathi ke bona lamuhla ke kuthe ngokusa kwalamuhla ngolwesine ekuseni emadabu kabusa, ngapho ngabona kwele Zimbabwe isikhathi bese sihambile, sibonile ukuthi kuhlaselwe ele-Ukraine ngele-Russia lingenile. Udaba lolu vele belusegudwini, i-Russia isithi izangenela kwele-Ukraine, kodwa bephikise ukuthi hhayi, abasoze bengenele. Abanye besithi mhlawumbe umongameli we-America, umnumzana umongameli Joe Biden, nguye osisezelayo, kodwa nako-ke usehlasele umongameli Putin we-Russia, ehlaselele Ukraine njalo. Uthe kakula muntu okumele angenele kulolu daba. Sibonile phela ukuthi elemeli kalona lithi lixhasa ele-Ukraine, njalo alifuni ele-Russia lingenele. Kodwa-ke usebethuseleke umongameli Putin wathi bengalokothi bengenele kulolu daba. Siyabona njalo ukuthi ele Ukraine lithi abe Russia ibuthele Russia liqalise singathi khona ngokuhlasela ngendiza mchina ezama rockets emagcekeni endiza mchina kuzima amadolobha amaningi ele Ukraine bathi so kungabe umongameli walelo lizwe ele Ukraine umongameli Zelensky ukuthi kungabe kubhobhe abantu abangamachumi amane i-40 khona le esigodlweni ke iKyiva njalo akusela abantu sebesukile lapho bekubonakala kule ndwendwe zabantu belayinela imali emabhanga nezitolo ukuthi bezise ukudla kodwa ke indwendwe lezi seziphela ngoba kukhanya kungasela mali kukhanya kungasela kudla ke sibonile njalo ababona ke ngamalungelo oluntu yabe Red Cross esise kungafuneka ke ukudla lapha sibonile ke iNATO isithi isola okwenziwe eRussia bathi bayephula umthetho welizwe sibonile ke njalo lamanye abanye eleBhilithani lalo lisola lokho okwenziwe njalo uhulumende ke weZimbabwe uthi kulezi zalwane zakhe ezihlala khona ngale kulelo hulumeni kulelo lizwe ubakhangela ukuthi abadinga uncedo bengamthinta yena bemtshele ke ukuthi engxenye mhlawumbe abasiza ngakho ke umbiko lo ovela kuhulumende uthi uyananzelela ke ukuthi kwenzakalani kwele Ukraine njalo nxa kuyukuthi baphakathi kwengxaki kumele ke bafonele ke i-embassy ke eseBerlin inamba zangkhona kongu +49 30 23 25 56 760 njengoba le mzwile omunye wami ke lapha umavela sesithi ngempela uyitshayele ucingo leyo nombolo bamtshela ke ukuthi hhayi abadinga ke uncedo sokuyiziphithiphithi bengacasha lapha abakhona bayiphansi bengabonakali egcekeni ngoba bengangena phakathi komlilo yikho ke lapha esizabe sixoxa ngakho ke namhlanje nje kungolwesine kuhlelo lwethu lwe-live talk sizaphenduka njalo kini silizwe ukuthi intathela izindaba zethu ebezisezimbabwe zona lazo zikhulumile ngalolu daba ukuthi zona zitholeni ebantwini kodwa kwakhathesi ngisalitshiya ke okwesikhatshana ezandleni zomunye wami
aiwatinotinga mudzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai nhasi pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kutarisa izvo zviri kuitika muukraine umo takaona uyezve tiri kuona nyika yerussia iri kuwanikwa iyo ichipamba nyika iyo nezvine chisimba saka tange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zviri kubva kunyika ikoko tiri kuona kuti dzimwe nyika dzepasi rose vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishora zviri kuitwa nerussia izvi uyezve mutungamiri wenyika yeamerica vajoe biden nevamwewo vari kuti vachange vari kutemera zvirango zvakasimba kunyika yerussia asi iyo russia iri kuti pari zvino iri kuenderera mberi ane zvairi kuita izvi munzvimbo iyi tinoona kuti munzvimbo iyi yeukraine mune zvakare zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe nyanya vanoita ivo kuverenga mabhuku kana kuti vadzidzi vari kumayunivhesiti nezvimwe zvakadaro varimo imomo muukraine vari kutaura ivo kuti aiwa vatotarisana nehondo uyezve pari zvino zvinhu zvakaita manyama amire nerongo vari kunzi ivo vagare vaine chikafu uye zvakare vachitaurirwa ivo kuti pari zvino munhu unofanira kugara uine mari uyezve uchifanira kugara uine kabheki kane chikafu nekuti vari kunzi mabhambo atotanga kudonha kune dzimwe nzvimbo asi kune dzimwe nzvimbo kuchiri nerunyararo saka ndaita rombo rakanaka ndikataura nechimwe chizvarwa chezimbabwe chiri imomo muukraine muzvare vanga vari kutaura ivo muzvare prudence chinemo vanga vari kutaura ivo mamiriro ezvakaita zvinhu munzvimbo iyi regai tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii
Just a little bit. 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 outside of capital city ya Kiev. Asi vari kutaura ivo kuti pari zvino nyanya chiri kunyanyovanetsa ndechekuti nyaya yekuti vari kunzigarai mune mari. Mari yacho chaiyo hapana. Saka vari kutaura kuti vari kuungana sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kuti avo vanenge vari kuda kuzovabatsira hatichange tiri kuzoisa nhamba dzavo kuitira kuti vanoda kuvabatsira vari ikoko kuku Ukraine kwavari vakwanise kunge vachivatumidzirawo rubatsiro. Tinoona zvakare kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe yawanikwa iyo ichizivisa kuti avo vari kuda kuwanikwa ivo vachibatsirwa vakwanise kunge vachibata. Vari kutaura kuti hanzi vabate embassy yeZimbabwe iri kuBerlin. Vakapa ivo namba dzavataura kuti vanhu vanoda kufona vafone ipapo kuembassy yekuBerlin. Asi ndakwanisa kunge ndichifona nhamba idzodzo ndikataura nevari kuembassy ikoko ndikati ndari kuda kuti tizwise vatapi venhau kuti zvii zvamuri kuitira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vari kuUkraine. Vakataura ivo vakati ivo paembassy apa havakwanise kunge vachitaura nevatori venhau, asi tifonere kuZimbabwe titaure neforefeya spokesperson weikoko ndiye ega anogona kutaura nesu isusu vatori venhau. Asi vanga vari kutindofunga nhare dzavo dzakagurika kuti vawanikwe ivo vachitaura nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinoda kunge zviri kuwana izvo rubatsiro. Tikuona zvakare kuti pane press statement ichangobva kuparurwa pari zvino kubva kuoffice of the president and cabinet achitaura ivo kuti vari kuona here zviri kuitika kunzvimbo iyoyi yeUkraine pari zvino. Saka vari kutaura zvakawanda vachitaura ivo zviri kuitika panyaya yezviri kuitika munyika iyoyi. Vachitaurawo zvakare kuti vanoda kurubatsiro ngavawanikwe vachienda kuembassy yeZimbabwe iri kuBerlin kuGermany kana kufona ikoko kuti vawanikwe vachiona kuti vangafamba sei kuti vasvike kunzvimbo dzakadai sePoland. Asi sekuzwa kwataita Muzvare Prudence Chidemo vachitaura vanga vari kuti ivo kutofamba kwacho chaiko kuri kunetsa nekuti maboda avarwa parizvino saka vanga vari kuti ivo vacharamba vakateya nzere kuti vanzwe kuti zvii zviri kuitika uyezve kuti pane here kunzvimbo dzati dzavhurwa maboda zvinoine kuti vari kuti mabhazi nendege hazvisi kufamba asi kana uine mota yako unogona kufamba zvako saka ndo zvavari kutaura iparizvino saka tichange tichiramba takateya nzere tichinzwa kuti zvii zviri kuitika uyezve tichaedza kuti tirambe tichikurukura nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri munzvimbo iyi yeukraine kana imi pamuri kutiona ipapa kana kutinzwa muine hama dziri kunzvimbo iyoyi munogona kuuya kuinbox yedu yepavoa facebook page yedu yeshona mubva manyota nhamba dzemunhu wamunoziva nezita rake tigowanikwa tichimubata kuti tiendezve mberi tichiedza kunzwa kuti zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri munzvimbo iyi zviri kuwanikwa zvichirarama sei zuva nezuva nekuti vari kutotaurwa kuti aiwa kana munzvimbo iyi kuna muzvare prudence mabhambo atowanikwa achidonha uyezve vakamirira kuti vanzwe kuti vanofanira kuita sei sa
yebo uye zvakala mavelasi lati ke siyimelele kuthi sizwe omunye okhona ngale ke eukraine uzabuya naye ezakhuluma ngolimi lwesindebele ngokuya kwesikhathi kodwa singaqhubeki ngalolu daba siza kuzwa ukuthi intatheli zindaba yethu khonale ekhaya bakhulume labanye zezalwane zezimbabwe ukuthi beze ukuthi zona zithini ngodaba lolu olwe-ukraine nolwe-russia umlondolozi ndlovu ke layo ukhulume labanye khonale eHarare asizweni ukuthi bathini bona ke ngodaba lwe-ukraine
lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba amaviwo ebutho laphansi awulwandle nawemoyeni awe-air force akwele-russia eqale ukuhlasela ele-ukraine namhlanje ukubikwa sekubulewe abebutho Ukraine abedlula amashumi amane umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky wele-ukraine utshile izizalwane zalolizwe ukuthi ezifuna ukuzivikela zikhululekile ukuthatha imibhobho zenze njalo zincedise ukulwisana lele-russia ngakwelinye icele umongameli Vladimir Putin wakwele-russia uthi amanye amazwe avakaloketi angenele kule impi azahlaselwa lawo inhlanganiso zezindaba ezehlukeneyo zomhlaba zibika ukuba indizamtshina zonke ezingasizo zebutho zimisiwe ukungena loba ukuphuma kwele-ukraine abantu labo sebeqalile ukubaleka emizini yabo ngemva kokuhlasela kwe-russia lokhu abebutho lakwe-ukraine babika ukuba sebesenizamtshina ezine zebutho lakwele-russia kodwa okulandelwa ngabe-russia selokho impi phakathi kwamazwe la yaqala ele-russia lisethusela ukuthatha lesi sinqumo intengo yamafutha ezimota ihle yakhuphuka emhlabeni jikelele ngoba amazwe emba amafutha la asethengisa amalutshwane iingcishi ezicubungula ezomnotho zithi lokhu kuzadala umonakalo ngakho-ke lezimbabwe kumele lilungele ukubhekana lobunzima bokuswelakala kwamafutha ezimota enye yalezi ncishi umnumzana Ntando Ndlovu ochasisa kabanzi ngalokhu
ngokuthi kuzakuba lokukhwela kakhulu kwamafutha emota okuhambisa izimota ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ngemva okwempileyi iqalile sesibone intengo yamafutha okuhambisa ikhwela okumangalisayo sithi thina qakathekile-ke ukuthi ilizwe le-amerika kanye labangani balo abe-european union baxhumise kakhulu izijeziso zenotho ngoba lokho kwenziwa yisizwe serussia kakuqondanga ngoba bakhangelela phansi uzibuse wesizwe sase-ukraine
ngokungumcabango ogcizelwe mine njalo ingcitshi ecubungula ezomnotho umnumzana gosana dlamini
impi yelizwe le-russia le-ukraine yebo kambe ngabe senzakala katshana kakhulukazi lelizwe lasezimbabwe kuthi lapho ukuletha ungahlaliseki ngendlela ezishiyeneyo elizweni lasezimbabwe singagayela udaba olufana le-humanitarian aid ilizwe lasezimbabwe lihlala likhanyezwa okuluncedo okulutshwana ngamazwe aphesheya kungabe zinhlanganiso ezipha uncedo ezifana labo-i m s zilakho ukuthatha kuyimadlana khonokho okuncuncunu zikuhambise e-ukraine kuyanceda inhlanganiso ezinceda abantu elizweni lase-ukraine lokho kulakho ukuthi isihlephu kumbe isiqephu esisika zinhlanganiso lezi ezipha uncedo sisike sidirekthe elizweni elingasilo lasezimbabwe singakhaedi mkono yena ocubunga ezombusazwe nokudlelela kwamazwe omhlaba uthi
okwenzakala e-Ukraine kuzodala umonakalo hathi emhlubeni lowo kuphela kodwa nasemhlabeni jikelele.
Olosomhlambuke phakathi kwe-Ukraine e-Russia lubangelwa ukungena kwamasosha e-Russia e-Ukraine namhlanje kuseni luzaba lusikhanyelo luzaba lu-afektha ilizwe leZimbabwe ngoba singakhangela eZimbabwe eminyaka edlulileyo besithatha ingqoloyi yayo e-Ukraine. Ngoba lapha elizweni esingayilime ekwanayo ngakho lokhu lolu dlakela luzayenza ukuthi ukutholakala kwengqoleni ibe kube nzima okuzayenza ukuthi sibone mhlawumbe intengo yezinto esingezinkwa siyaphezulu.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe ukuthi uzawethula umbiko ophathelane nokuhlaselwa kwele Ukraine kusikhathana esishana esilandelayo. Imizamo yokuthola imbono yomandambo wezobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe omhlaba uMnumzana Frederick Shaba yehlule intengo yamafutha ezimota ibesifika ukhulu lamadola emelika 100 US dollars kubarel okuyintengo ephezulu kakhulu phakathi kweminyaka ezikhombisa esanda kwedlula. Lokhu kusho ukuba eleZimbabwe lingaba lentengo ephezulu yamafutha ngesikhathi uhulumende evele ethatha imali yethelo kulolu hlangothi. ELeRussia leUkraine alima ingqoloyi efika isilinganiso sama-40 40% ethengwa ngamazwe omhlaba. Amazwe athenga ingqoloyi kule Ukraine esetshenziswa ukupheka isinkwa ukuze ihlanganiswe naleyo elingayelizweni. Ngakho-ke xa impi ingaqhubeka okwesikhathi eside kutsho ukuba ilizwe lizabhekana lobunzima kusenjalo. Ugatsha lobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe omhlaba lukhipha umbiko othi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezise-Ukraine zilako ukuthola usizo esigodleni someli welizwe kulumhlumulo esisedolobheni le-Berlin kwele-Germany.
Yebo ke siyabonga Mlondolozi wena ke lapho ke Mlondolozi Ndlovu intatheli Studio 7 ubesethulela ke udaba ngokwenzakala e-Ukraine lokuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zithini ngakho.
Njengoba sike satsho ke abadabuka eZimbabwe abafunda kwele Ukraine bathi bacela ukususwa kulelo lizwe njalo sesibonile isigodlo seZimbabwe sisithi ngempela bedinge uncedo. Izifundi lezi ezedlula amachumi ayisithupha 60 ezisedolobheni elingentshonalanga kwesigodlo selizwe leRussia zithi zethuswa yimbili. Omunye wake wabo ke ngumnumzana Vincent Siziva odabuka eZimbabwe ke laye ofunda kwele Ukraine. Asimzweni ke exoxa le ntatheli izindaba yethu Gibbs Dube.
Ama movements I think asakwanisa ukuthi ayenzeki le situation ekhona, so I think bangakwanisa ukuthi organize into ukuthi sikwanise ukumuva from ama cities asikhona khona siya kuma then sesidinga ezinye imidlela esikuthi sihambe ekhaya. Sikhulume labanye abantu abasefikile kodwa akumanga kahle ukuthi i-transport ayisatholakali, imota sezivalile, imibhakho landlani akuhambeki ke. Abanye badingadinga i-information yokuthi sizaphuma njani.
Uhulumende kangalithinti khonapho lapho elikhona.
Siphonga ukubona ama-messages from i-Google landlani besithi they are trying to help us from through the Berlin, through i-embassy ise-Berlin e-Germany nalo.
Manje lina lizenzani ngakhonokho?
Ngaba ngasiphi information e-right. Kwazi thina sesihambisile amabizo ethu landani kungekho na sihambisile khona ngayo. Bangathipha information ukuthi bazasithatha njani landani siyahamba khona. Then sesivelela khona lesisiya ekhaya.
Singathi libangaki khonapho?
I think more than six. Sonke sisimbe sitefana.
Kodwa ama-students wonke singathi manenga nganani? Ase Ukraine ngolwazi lwakho.
Sakhetha ama groups abantu abakhona ema groups inangkhona they about more than 300, more than 300.
Ungatshelani uhulumende weZimbabwe ngakhona kweseliphakathi kwakho njalo labantu beZimbabwe.
Sifuna ukuthi asisize sibili because into esihamba ngapha azimanga kahle.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Vincent Siziba odabuka eZimbabwe ofunda kwele Ukraine. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxele lo mnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo endawonye lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe mnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla onguye osungula lingxoxo.
kandi labalaleli udaba lweRussia leUkraine ludaba olubuhlungu kakhulu ngalesi sikhathi sakhathesi lapho abantu abangakhangelelanga khona izimbi zezikhali kumele izimbi zokukhulumisana abantu bazame ukuluza okonakeleyo ngemlomo. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi iRussia icabangane ukuthi ihlasele iUkraine. Ngombono wami ngibona kungayisiyo nto eqondileyo, yinto embi ngoba izabulalisa labantu makhaza abangelani le ngxabano yababusi. NjengeRussia ekhanya ifuna ukujekisa amandla ayo phezu kweUkraine, khonapho kuliwa kuya kufa abantu makhaza. Ambona isiyo nto eqondileyo leyo, yona impi ngokwavele iyone iyabulala iyabhidlisa. Ngombono wami ngathi yikho engibona khona lokho.
Mnumzana Fuzwayo, wena nxa ukhangele ikakhulu okuyenzwa nguhulumende weZimbabwe, sizwa lamhlanje ukuthi wethule umbiko othi abafunda khona ngale nxa befuna ukuthi bathole uncedo batshaya ucingo, kambe bengaba bephuzile na ukuthatha amanyathelo ngoba udaba lolu kade siluzwile ukuthi lungenzakala?
Akuphuze kakhulu ngoba umoda ulenjongo yokuncedisa abantu. Ngiyembone mina iAmerica uma kuthengisa ukuthi kulamasayensi okuthi elizweni thize kulezi zalwane zayo, kungaba kulokhulu kungalokungahlaliseki ithi batshele kusele sikhathi ukuthi kabaphume kumbeni beendaweni thize. So okwethu sokuphuzile vele.
Ye baba Mkandla, wena manje ungathini nxa ukhangele inyathelo eselithethwe nguhulumende othi kabatsha ucingo abafuna ukuthi baphathise?
ucingo lwani ilizwe lisitsha, uyasaka ngabi solisikhathi okushana locingo lolo njengoba sibona kulavuka amalanga abi indawo yonke. Imvumelwano lofuzwa kakhulu indaba lizindala, kumele uhulumende ngabo wayigijimela wayifakela izibuko kusesemuva, khathesi kuzabulalisa abantu njengoba sisitsho sona isikhathi lethuba lokutshaya ucingo bazasithatha benxele incingo vele kazisangeni. Xa enguhulumende onakekele abantu bakhe kumele azibonke abantu abase-Ukraine lalapha abakhona, ngabe wahle wabathinta wabasusa masinyane kumbe wabahambisa komakhelwane ePoland labe sazi ukula ama-students eZimbabwe amaningi khona, lokuzabangcono kanti esengxenye ngaba akusephuzile. Sesiphunga ukukhulekela khona nje ukuthi lezo zizalwane zeZimbabwe ezise-Ukraine ziphephe kulolu udlame oseluqhamukile kulolu lelizwe.
Mnumzana Fuzwayo, wena nxa ukhangele udaba lolu ubona ungani ludaba kade lungaqedwa ngokukhulumelana na?
Njengoba nakathesi kusenzakala vele kuzagcina kulungiswe ngokukhulumisana, kakukho okungenzakala kungakhulunyiswananga. So ngibona ngazathi ukukhulumisana bekufuze kwenzakale, ukukhulumisana isineva leto ukuthi bekhulumisana ngoba bengaphuza abantu bayakufa. Lo mnotho nothi wawona lawo mazwe kuphela but amazwe amaningi sezali khona ngapha e-Africa uthi West Africa. So ukukhulumisana vele yinto ezalamulayo enkingi.
Yes, kudaba lona lolu Mnumzana Mkandla, wena ubona njani udaba lokuthi impi yona le iyafinyelela amazwe afana leZimbabwe ngoba kuzakhweza intengo yamafutha ezimoda, ukubona njani wena?
Phela umhlaba sowancipha kakhulu ngegandi lofuzwayo labalaleli. Okwenzakala kulela ikhona elingane kuhle kumemetheka uzofika la ngapha. Njengoba singakhangela kanti esikhona kuboRussia labo-Ukraine, ngabanye amazwe kule mpompo ezinkulu ezithwala amafutha wona la ezimoto esiwasebenzisayo lokunye okuthize. Okutsho ukuthi njengoba ufuzwa esitsho iminotho yamazwe amaningi izathinteka ngalo umsindo okhona. Na akwenzakali khathesi ukuthi okwenzakala ngale kungabi lo mthelela khatshana kakhulu lalapho uqalise khona. Iqiniso yikuthi vele siza kubona njengathi thina sisemazweni angabayanga engxe kuzasitshaya kusiphinde ngoba nakuvele kuzasithinta nxa kuvele kule zinto esizithola zivela kuwona lawa mazwe. Njengoba ngisitsho into enjenge-fuel amaqiniso ukuthi amanye esiwathengayo avelele abuya evelela khonale lanxa laba abasithengiselayo bengelawo bathatha khonale. Nxa sekuvalwe kwadubuka kwatisa izimpompi thina siza kuya ngabi siyabuyela ezindwendweni zezimoto sesithenga amafutha.
Mnumzana Fuzwayo, sike sezwa phambilini umongameli weleRussia umnumzana Vladimir Putin esithi yena kangeneli elizweni leUkraine kodwa ufuna ukuthi okungafana lezizwe zikamthwakazi wakhona lezimbili, ukubona njani wena khona?
ngimbonile njalo ngibonde ekhuluma ukuthi kwakule sivumelwane esasenziwe ngo-1986 esingalandelwayo njalo ngibona ngazathi yena ma ekhangela ubona ngani amazwe lawa alokhu e-expanda esiza kuye ukuthi kungatholakala sokuafecta lelizwe lakhe futhi belokhu beyaxephuna beyaxephuna kancane kancane so ucabanga ukuthi kuzathi nakuxephunela kuye waba umnakalo
lowo ngumnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo exoxa endawonye nengcithi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Thandeko Sintimkandla.
Igai Timbonzwa kubva kune chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muUkraine umo chiri kuita zvidzo zvepamusoro. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvizhinji zviri munzvimbo yeUkraine zviri kuwanikwa izvo zvichitaura padandemutande kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka uyezve kune dzimwe nzvimbo mabhambo nezvimwe atotanga kudonha. Tinzwa kubva kuna Mushare Melissa Charuvira vari kutaura ivo zvavari kusangana nazvo. Mushare Charuvira vari kuwanikwa ivo vachida kuti vazova vari dhokotera uyezve vanoti vanga vari kuita zvidzidzo zvavo zvakanaka chaizvo asi zvawanikwa zvichikanganisika nezviri kuitika izvi hondo iyi yatanga munzvimbo yeUkraine.
Tinonzi Melissa. Ndiri kuUkraine. I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm a Zimbabwean student in Ukraine.
See, Melissa, titsanangurewo kuti zviri kufamba sei kwamuri ikoko ndezvipi zvamuri kusangana na muri muguta ripi?
Ndiri muVenetia. Kwandiri hangosofa hakuna maexplosions kana mabombs ataitika. Asi kunova macities akafanana necapital city aitika neKharkiv aitika. Mamwe macities ari kudhuze ne boda reRussia kune maexplosions aitika. So kucity kwandiri vamwe vanhu vari kumuvha vari kubuda achienda kune mamwe macities and then vamwewo semastudents saizvozvi takangogara takamirira kuti tiwane help because help yatiri kuwana ndeyekuti tikufanira kuenda kuPoland. Hati kuPoland hatisi kukwanisa kuenda because hatina transport. Matransport systems ese avhara, hakuna matrain kana machi ari kufamba and then mune mamwe mashops chikafu chapera, macredit cards haachashandi, vanhu kwautomira queue yekuti uende pamaATM but maATM acho vanhu mune makazara ende unoenda kana 4-5 maSNS usina kuwana chi usina kuwana mari so situation iripo ndeyekuti hamenu takangomirira kuona chichi chaitika but kune vamwe macities vanhu vari kubhombwa so kuka like kune maexplosions so kukaitika maexplosions kuri kuridzwa masiren then vanhu vohwanda panonzi maunderground bunkers.
Saka imi koko makawanda sei zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri pamuri?
So far pamanumbers andiri kunzwa tiri about 250 Zimbabweans all over Ukraine.
Uyezve pari zvino muri kuwana ichi chikafu here nezvimwe zvakadaro?
Chikafu chawana vanhu ndechikafu vanhu chavangonozvitengera magroceries avanhu angokwanisa kuzvitengera o munhu akazvitengera ndochikafu chiri on the ground munhu akangogara kana munhu ari kuhostel for asma students ari kuhostel kana uchigara kuapartment ungori kuapartment ikaumuri ikoko.
Muri kuita zvidzidzo zvipi ikoko?
Medicine.
Imi pari zvino matimawana here rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende?
Hurumende iri kuedza kuona kuti ingataure nemaneighboring countries kuti vatibvumidze kuti tiende kwakafanira kuPoland kana kuBelarus asi challenge iripo ndeyekuti pari kuda kutransport ndo mainly challenge iripo kuti tinofanira kuwana transport pakauya kana mabhazi eRed Cross anotransporta vanhu city to city achivaendesa kana kuPoland kwacho because inyange tikanzi titsvage kuti tiende kuchi kuPoland tievacuate tiende kuPoland hatina transport ma systems ese like every form of transportation yavhara mandege hakuna chiri kunetsa itransport.
Saka pari zvino pamuri ipapo makatakura bhegi here? Mubhegi nenyu mune chii zvakamira sei?
back mune ma important documents ma t-shirts ne ma light food nemvura nema contact details vanhu votiwo kana mafona pera moto kana chii we never know unokwanisa kuongokipa ma important phone numbers mudiary.
Saka kune avo vakateerera pari zvino nehama dzenzi kumusha vari kuti
vari kungoedza by all means kuti vabatsirewo vareach out kuno vakwanisa kureach out kuti tibatsirikane vanhu vachibvise kuno then maparents ari kupanika zvavo andati ari kupanika but ndozviri on the ground so vari kurwadziwa.
Your name and your age?
Oh, my name is Melissa Chafura. I'm 20 years old.
And which home country are you from?
I'm from Zimbabwe.
Where are you studying? What is your major?
I'm studying in Phoenicia, Ukraine. I'm studying medicine.
So are you going to stay put? Are you sheltering in place? Or no? What are your surroundings like right now?
I'm just trying to be calm, to which I'm not, because this is scary. We have WhatsApp groups. We are all in one group, Zimbabweans. Somebody's texting, guys, I'm hearing explosions. They are now in my city and stuff like that. So we are just staying put, hoping for the best.
So do you have a provision? Do you have money? What's the situation like?
Speaking for myself, I don't have money because my parents were supposed to send me money today and they couldn't because they have closed Western Unions, they have closed all banks, only ATMs were open.
And if you were to leave Ukraine and the city where you are, how would you move?
Right now, the only buses are the only way out right now.
Are the borders still open? Are flights able to go in and out?
We cannot use, they have closed all airports. No flights are allowed in or out. But we can use, if ever we are to get buses, we can use buses to go to Poland, Belarus, some other nearby countries.
And as we speak right now, do you have a backpack ready? What's in your backpack?
Yeah, I have it. I have, what do you call those? My important documents, water, just light food, warm clothes, yeah.
And also, is the government of Zimbabwe doing anything to assist students like yourself? What are they?
Yes, they're trying to reach out to nearby countries, Poland, Belarus, for them to open borders to allow us to evacuate there. And they will help us from there.
So as we speak right now, what are you thinking? What's in your thoughts? And what are the others around you saying to the Zimbabwean students?
I don't want to die here. That's all I can say. I just came here to study. Nothing more, nothing less. Then after studying, I go back to my home country.
And so, what are you studying? What year are you in?
I'm in my second year. I'm studying medicine.
And up until this point, how has the situation in Ukraine been for you?
Before the war or...
Yes.
Oh, before this war tension thing, everything was fine. We were okay.
And as a young woman yourself, how are women treated in the place where you are right now? And what's the big score?
Oh, I can't. We don't face any challenges here.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is okay, yes.
What is the place called?
Phoenicia.
And for those who want to help, where can they contact?
We have certain groups. We have people, the government, ambassador, who's trying to help us. So probably they can reach us from here, the ambassador herself.
Have you spoken to the ambassador yourself? What did you...
Yeah, she's trying. She's really trying her best. She's helping us out.
What is the name and what kind of help have you got so far?
Oh, she's been sending, she's been asking the Poland officials to open their borders, to which they have so far, it's not yet written down, but they have so far agreed to it. So that's what I can say. Mm-hmm. But the issue comes to, we cannot move to Poland because we don't have transport.
We're hearing there from a Zimbabwean student, Melissa Charuvira, who is in Ukraine where she is studying for her medical degree. She says that things were calm and that she was enjoying her studies prior to this invasion of Russia, of Ukraine. She says she's currently holding onto a backpack, waiting to see what the instructions will be. And she says the major challenge that the students are facing is financial challenges, because she says, you know, although she did contact her parents in Zimbabwe, they were not able to send any form of financial assistance because the situation at home is also quite bad at the moment. So we will be taking you also to other students and also to some experts to hear what they are saying about the situation in Ukraine, which is very volatile and which continues to change minute by minute and hour by hour. By the time you hear this broadcast, the situation on the ground in Ukraine may have changed. And also Melissa says that they are in touch as students with the Zimbabwean embassy in Berlin, in Germany, who have also said, you know, they are going to do all that they can to help the students. So she's crossing her fingers that something will happen. Her wish, she says, is for her not to die. Regai Timbonzwa kubva kune mutori wedu wenhau Jonga Kandemiri achitaura iye nenyanzvi dzezvematongerwo enyika pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika yeUkraine, umo taona Russia ichipinda imomo zvechisimba.
Ndoo zvinoita vane utongi hweumbimbi ndoga. Putin ari kuratidza umbimbi ndoga hwake nekupinda munyika imwe yakazvimiririra yesovereign nation, uchinopadza, uchinorwisa, uchinoponda, uchinouraya, uchishandisa tunhu tusina nebasa rese. Zvatiri kuona zvinoitwa naPutin ndozvakaitwa naHitler. Zvakazokonzeresa kuti pasi rese ringe richirwa hunhu hwemadhiketa. Isusu tinozvinzwisisa vekuZimbabwe nekuti tinavo madhiketa. Vanongotsvaka kanyaya kadiki diki kwekuti vaponde vanhu, vauraye vanhu. Ndozvaitwa naPutin kuUkraine.
Regai tizoona Dr. Mavhaza. Dr. Mavhaza, munoti
hatingamire tichitaura nehondo yakanaka, asi kune zvikonzero zvaita kuti Russia isimuke neukasha hwakadai neuturu vachipinda muUkraine. Chekutanga chekuti vadzokora vakada kuandastenda inonzi history, Ukraine yakanga iri pati yeRussia, ikaita sahwira weNATO inenge yakupfumura zvanga zvakaigika mukati meRussia neUkraine. Saka zvino zvatanga chikonzero chaita kuti Russia isimuke. Russia ine kodzero yekuprotecta its intelligence, its natural resources and its investments, because ine zvakawanda zvayakainvesta muUkraine. And Ukraine iwo haifaniri kungotiza vanhu vayakaronga nayo ichimanyaira vatsva, nekuti vaenzi havana chavanopa. Saka hondo iriko, hondo haina kunaka, asi Russia ine chikonzero chikuru chiri kuita kuti ipinde mukati mekurwa. And chekupedzisira, Russia yakati ingadai vatungamiri vedzimwe nyika vakaita zvekutaurirana, asi havana kudarovaira zvekutyisidzirana.
Vadzokora, tichiona hondo iyi inobatawo papi Zimbabwe?
Nyaya iyi yakonzereswa neupenzi hwerussia huri kukurudzirwa nevanhu vezanupf. Munozviziva mese kuti kana kwaita hondo tinonyanya kushandiswa ipapo mafuta. Saka kutanga mangwana kana zvichienda pamberi apo, muchatoona kuti mafuta achakwira ende anokwira kwese. Inini kunoku ndinoshanda muoil industry, tatoona nhasi oil yatokwira kuenda ku$100 a barrel. Saka zvitoreva kuti zvese izvozvo zvichatengendera nyika yese, zvichitosvika kubata vana veZimbabwe, nekuti mafuta achakwira zvamusati mamboona.
Dr. Mavhaza, zvipi zvamungataura zvingakanganiswa nehondo iyi kuZimbabwe?
vadzokora vataura zvine musoro kuti zvinogona kukwidza mutengo wemafuta zvinogona kumisa kufamba kuti kana nyika dzapinda mukati mehondo ingangova hondo iri kurwiwa muUkraine asi inogona kubatanidza nyika yese inova hondo yepasi rese saka hondo situation isina kunaka ndatiri kuti isusu vatengesi ngavasapinde munyika dzevanhu vamwe vachinyemera kuti varida kutonga nyika yavo ivo vari vatengesi vanozokonzera hondo dzimangwana ndo utengesi uri kuda kuti vanachamisa wekuti hatina ideology asi ndoda kungotonga chete kuti vanhu vati vazopinda votanga kuita dzonga mupopoto munyika medu saka tidambudziko kwa tuli kuti Zimbabwe ile ukama huli patiko patiko ni wa hili warukuru sana but isusu cha Zimbabwe our policy is the same the enemy of our friend is not our enemy kitaka sena na mwana muwengi wa shamari yetu haasi muwengi wetu zaka tamu zana saa kizi
vado kora shokure jire kupesira
ndakalaka tere la mamavaza wa chitaura wanusi jindova yewe muru mende ndakasifungo wacha taura nyaya yewa na vichukoro Zimbabwe vari muUkraine vari kutambudzika vasitoziva kuti vakamira sei asi tataona kana chinhu chimwe chete chaitwa nevanozviti vehurumende yeZimbabwe dzimwe nyika dzese dzamhanya mhanya kubatsira vana vadzo asi isu setripc takamira neini department redu yeZimbabwe diaspora affairs notungamiri kubwana vatipo tatsvayo tatoita reach out kune vana variko ivo vari kutotibatawo
vamavhaza pindurai tinzwe tipete chirongwa
vadzokora vanorwara hurumende yacho yakatotsanangura nezvikoro kune vana kusati kwavane hondo vana vanga vari kumabhazuva kueast of Ukraine vakatopiwa mari dzemabhazi vakafonderwa neembasi yedu kuti vasimuke vaende kure nekune hondo kune nzvimbo dzakagadzirwa dziri kure nekumabhazuva nekuti hondo iri kumabhazuva saka iko zvinoizvi ndichitaura nemi kuda izvi tinotori nevana vanopfuura gumi nevashanu 15 vatosimuka kubva kumabhazuva vachienda kumadokero kuno kusati kwakutakwatanga hondo zvinotongoshamisawo kuti tava nhudzvatudzva dzinonzi ccc idzi hadzizive basa radzo basa radzo ndeya epolitical party dai vanga vane chido nevana vezimbabwe avo vaitoenda kuhurumende voti isusu tiri ccc chiitamuri kuitira vana vedu can you help can you do this we are here kupusha ndozvoita basa reopposition but avavainhudzvatudzva idzi havanzwisisi basa ravo
apo tanzwa isu kubva kune mutori wedu wenhau westudio 7 Jonga Kandemiri achitaura iye nenyanzvi dzezvematongerwo enyika pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika yeUkraine. Tinotenda kune vese vakwanisa kunge vanga vari pachirongwa chedu. Tinopa kutenda zvikuru kune vadzidzi vekuZimbabwe vari kunyika yeUkraine vawanikwa ivo vachiuya pachirongwa chedu vachitaurawo zvavari kusangana nazvo munguva ino apo paine hondo iri kuitika muUkraine pari zvino. Tanzwa kuvadzidzi vaviri vari kuwanikwa ivo vachitaura zvavari kusangana nazvo. Tanzwa kubva kuna Melissa Charuvira anga ari kutaurawo zvaari kusangana nazvo pari zvino munyika iyi yeUkraine uyezve akataura iye kuti shishuviro chake ndechekuti akwanise kubva munyika iyi sezvo asiri kuda kuwanikwa iye achirasikirwa neupenyu ari munyika iyi. Tikanzwa zvakare kubva kuna Prudence Chinemo anova iye zvakare ari kuita zvidzidzo zvekuti ave chiremba ari ikoko kuUkraine awanikwa wachitaurawo zvakare kuti iye chishuviro chake ndechekuti awane mukana wokuti abve munzvimbo iyi yeUkraine asi zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka pari zvino uyezve nyaya yezvinhu zvakadai semari ndo nyaya iri kunetsa pari zvino.
Lapho ke sizwe ke ingcwethi ezicobongola izombusazwe zihlaziya udaba lweUkraine kulandela ke ukuhlaselwa kwalelo lizwe ngele Russia osokusolwe ngamanye amazwe. Yes, we're discussing the invasion of Ukraine by Russia and how it affects other countries, including Zimbabwe. Already we have heard the Zimbabwean government urging its citizens in Ukraine to contact its embassy in Berlin, Germany, if they need assistance. A notice from the government reads, "Government has taken note of the current situation in Ukraine and the possibility of our nationals being caught in it. Any Zimbabweans in Ukraine needing government intervention are advised to make contact with our embassy in Berlin on +49 30 23 25 56 760. Yebo ke yiyo le inombolo uhulumende weZimbabwe athi labo abase Ukraine abafuna usizo veichaye wenza lukuti akhulumela babona ukuthi engabaphathisa ngapi ke sikhulumela zonke izifundo ezinye zithi zikhona ngale esizithwala amagaba avuzayo zizama ukwenziwa ke lokho kuthiwa shelter in place ukuthi bebone ukuthi baphephile lapho abade abakade bekhona. And we saw that Putin, the Russian president, used a televised address to now announce what he called a military operation in eastern Ukraine in response to what he termed as Ukraine threats. And he said those opposed to the action will face consequences they have never seen. And we saw that the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, said Russian forces carried out strikes on Ukraine's military infrastructure and border guards. He said the government was introducing martial law throughout the country while urging people to stay calm and stay home. He said people should not panic. They are strong. They are ready for everything. They will win over everybody because they are Ukraine. Those were his words. And he later announced that Ukraine has cut diplomatic ties with Russia and that the government would arm anyone who wants to defend the country. And we saw that Ukraine's military said Russia began shelling Ukrainian forces in the country's east Thursday morning and carried out rocket strikes at airports in multiple cities across Ukraine. And the U.S. President Joe Biden has said the people of Ukraine were suffering an unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces. He said he discussed the situation in a phone call with Zelensky, who asked him to call on the leaders of the world to speak out clearly against President Putin. Yes, that's what is happening in Russia as we speak, which has great world attention. Ikhobe sikuhlaziya ke lapho kuhlaselwa kwele Ukraine ilizwe le Russia. Ngakho ke sesifike emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lwanhlanje. Olivalelisayo yimi usithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Would like to thank all our guests who were here with us, and also just to say a special mention to all the students that were able to help us and all the correspondents that were able to come into the program and share with us about the situation in Ukraine. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington saying have a very good night.